Well, good evening, everybody. Well, this mic is woo, hot. Hot stuff, baby. Check 1, 2. Still a little bit of a ring there. Kids, they're out of here. Don't you appreciate our junior youth? They're awesome. So I hear tomorrow, we're having some fun here tomorrow evening with the children and some people. We're getting ready for our Christmas special for Christmas services. And so it's going to be a fun time. So we're going to film it tomorrow. So, hey, you're not going to miss out on the church's family Christmas services. I hear there's going to be two of them. Now, they keep saying they're going to be identical. I'd say God bless you on that one. We'll do our best. It'll be fun. So, boy, that mic is still a little bouncy. I'm sorry. I'm being a princess up here right now. Maybe I got this too high. And if you're a princess, I'm sorry if I offended you. All right, there we go. Well, tonight, well, Sunday morning, we had a great time. It was a very good service, amen. And then tonight, well, we're going to continue on our conversation on a whole new topic. We're going to be talking about our true identity, who you are. We just finished righteousness class in our first years. And give our Bible school students a big round of applause because they're quarter of the way done now. They got one semester done, so first and third year. And you know what? They're surviving. They're doing good. And we're having a great time at Faith Life Bible College. It's a lot of fun teaching these students and hanging out with these students. And you guys that are here, how are you enjoying class so far?
Good.
It's good? Well, that's very convincing. One person. It's good. He's got to say it. It's Pastor Dave. He's got to say it's good. Come on, how are you enjoying it? Is it good?
Yeah.
That's right. That's good. Y'all better say it's good because I got to grade your papers yet. No. But no, it's a lot of fun. And one of the classes, one of the courses that I get to teach is righteousness. And a little segment of the whole righteousness thing that we talk about, and it's kind of woven in through there, is all about your identification. Now, one of my most favorite speakers in the world that I really enjoy listening to is Brother Mark Hankins. And he's a crazy wild man. If you've ever experienced a Mark Hankins service, you know what you're in for. I mean, the man is something else. I remember quite a few years ago when we were at Rhema, I got to usher one of his partner services. So we went to this hotel, and this fancy hotel, and we were in the ballroom, and I mean, the place was packed. It was about, I don't know, 400 or 500 people in this ballroom crammed in there. And there was about, I don't know, 15 or 18 ushers, and I was on the usher team. So, I mean, Mark Hankins, when he gets going, look out, there's no holding him back. And so Brother Mark was teaching, and so the praise and worship set, it was great, fantastic. Then he comes up for offering time. So he starts talking about offering. Well, I thought this was his message, his sermon. 2 hours later, they come back and start doing more praise and worship. And then he comes with the message. And, you know, he preached such an awesome message. And that night, he did talk about identification and who you are in Christ. And that really changed my life. That impacted me in such a way. You know, and throughout then, I've read the different books that he's written, and, you know, I've listened to his sermons, and I've studied the Word of God on this, on identification, who you are in Christ. And I mean, once you get a hold of who you are, it changes everything. It changes your outlook. It changes the way you see yourself. It changes the way you see people. It changes the way you walk. It changes the way you talk. It changes the way you carry on with people. Because when you start seeing yourself through the eyes that the Lord sees you through, come on now. You're going to start seeing a whole new world. Come on now. Turn off your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 22 to 24. And the Amplified. You got it there? In that regard, in your previous way of life, you put off your old self. Completely discard your former nature, which is being corrupted through deceitful desires. And be what? Continually renewed in the spirit of your mind, having a fresh, untarnished mental and spiritual attitude. and put on the new self, the regenerate and renewed nature, created in God's image. Everyone say God's image. Godlike, in the righteousness and holiness of the truth, living in a way that expresses to God your gratitude for your salvation. You see, ladies and gentlemen, your identity, once you became born again, it changed. You are no longer the person you used to be anymore. Okay? So, once you change, once you accepted Christ into your life, you know, right here. Go back one scripture, Here we go. And then regarding your previous way of life, you put off your old self completely. Everyone say completely.
Completely.
Completely discard your former nature. Think about what you were like before you were born again. Maybe you shouldn't think about that. But you know, you weren't necessarily sanctified and holy now, were you? Some of the places you would go and some of the things you would do and some of the actions, you know, that you would do and, you know, the activities you take part in, not necessarily the best. Now, completely discard your former nature, which is being corrupted through deceitful desires. You see, this world has nothing good to offer us. Oh, how can you say that, Pastor Steve? Well, it's true. We live on an earth with a curse. The curse came in the moment that Adam and Eve fell in the garden. We live on a cursed world. That's why there's things, you know, happening. That's why there's bad things on this earth. Because, let me tell you something. This earth right now has a lot of issues. And there's a lot of things going wrong. But ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. Let me encourage you here a little bit. Because once believers get an idea of who they are, you do not have to conform to the world's way of thinking anymore. You are not stuck in that rut to be that same old person anymore. Well, it's quiet in this church tonight. You see, you are a new creature in Christ. Old things have passed away. Your old person is gone. You're not the same person you used to be anymore. You are a new creature in Christ. Amen? Amen. Woo! Romans 3:22. Turn over there. In the New Living. So how are we made right? You know, well, Romans 3:22 shows us we are made right with God by placing our faith in Jesus Christ. And this is true for everyone who believes, no matter who we are. We are made right with God by placing our faith in Jesus Christ. It doesn't say we're made right with God by doing, you know, giving money here or feeding the hungry there or doing all these good deeds or all those things. But it says you are made right by placing your faith in Jesus Christ. It's not a works thing. That is fruit of what happened in your life afterwards. Amen? You do it because you've had a heart change and you help people out and you give and you do all those things. But that's not your way your ticket to salvation. Your way to salvation is through Jesus Christ, his faith in our Lord. And because of what he did now, because of the death, burial, resurrection, and his exaltation and is seated at the right hand of the Father, now we have a response to that. Okay? Our response to that is live a holy, acceptable life. Come on now. That means we put away the old way of thinking. We have to be continually renewing our minds. It said back there in Ephesians. It says that we're supposed to put off the old self. Basically, stomp out the old desires and think of the things of the Lord. And that's just not a sometimes ordeal. It's an all-the-time issue. It's something that we got to be continually doing. It's so easy to get caught up in the news headlines and what's happening on Facebook or all this bad news or all this stuff that's going on. You know, it's so easy to get caught up in that stuff. But it's so much better if we get caught up in the Word of God. It's so much better if we actually crack open the Word of God and see what it says and see what the Word of God says about us. The Scripture's in there that tells us who we are. It tells us all the promises that God has for us. Let me tell you something, honey. You're blessed. Amen. You're healed. Amen. You're righteous. You've got more than enough. You're good looking. Well, I got a few more amens on that one. That's who you are. You don't have to be thinking, man, I'm just, you know, I'm this, I'm that, I'm not that good, I'm not that smart, not that fast, I'm not making that much money, I don't have many skills. You know what? That's not true. That's not who you are. That's who you think you are. But according to the Word of God, you're blessed. Come on now. Thank you, Lord, I'm blessed. So this identity in Christ that we're talking about, then, what does it look like? Well, Romans 3:24 says, "Yet God in His grace freely makes us right in His sight. He did this through Jesus Christ when He freed us from the penalty of our sins. Yet God freely and graciously declares that we are righteous." You might not always feel righteous, but if you're a child of God, you are righteous. Because I'm glad we don't go by how we feel. Because the majority of us wouldn't get out of bed in the morning. You know what I'm saying? You know why? Because there's a crazy world out there. There's bills got to be paid. Work got to be done. You know, kids got to be ready and put out to school. And, you know, there's all these things that you have to do. But come on now. Yet God freely and graciously declares that we are righteous. You might not always feel righteous, but you are righteous. And this is how He did it. He did this through Christ Jesus when He freed us from the penalty of our sins. Ladies and gentlemen, we're no longer bound by the thought of our sins. We're no longer bound by the things that we did in our past. It doesn't belong to you anymore. It's been cast away. So quit thinking about it. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have what? Say, I'm a new creature. Amen. Look at Romans 8:1 for a minute here. Now, our new identity also has this in there as well. It says, "So now there is no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus." I'm going to say that again. We're going to read that one more time. "So now there is no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus." There's none. You're not condemned no more. You don't have to be down on yourself. The Lord is not holding what you've done in your past over your head. Oh, look what you did. You know? Oh, shame on you. You know, He's not waving that in front of your face and telling you the devil's going to try and do that. The devil's going to try and remind you of your past. But see, here's a little secret, ladies and gentlemen. You got to remind the devil of his future. Right? No, Mr. Devil. First of all, you're already defeated. And you're soon going for a wild ride. There's a bottomless pit you're going to be cast in. A lake of fire. And you're going to be hanging out in hell, bound up for a while, buddy. But let me tell you something. Right now, you got no authority over me. You got no right over me. You got no right over my family. Okay, yeah, back once upon a time, I made some mistakes, but I wasn't redeemed then. I wasn't the righteousness of God in Christ. Oh, but you did sin when you were born again. But I can ask for forgiveness, and those things are gone too. Right. See, devil, you're a big dummy. And that the devil is a dummy. He's a deceiver. He tries to get you and, you know, try and convince you of things about your life and about yourself, you know. But the Lord's already raised you up and redeemed you. He didn't condemn you. He set you free. Come on now. So you don't need to be waking up in the middle of the night stressing about what you did 25 years ago. Come on. You don't have to be waking up stressing out and feeling bad. If you've given it to the Lord, that's where it is. Come on. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. We're going to keep saying that and saying it until we believe it. All right, here's another one for us. Romans 8:2. It says, "And because you belong to Him, the power of the life-giving Spirit has freed you. The power of sin that leads to death." And because you belong to Him, the power of the life-giving Spirit has freed you from the power of sin that leads to death. We are no longer bound by sin, guys. Because you belong to Him. Who do we belong to? We belong to Christ. We belong to the Lord. And because we belong to Him, the power of the life-giving Spirit. You see, we have the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in us. That's what Scripture tells us. So that same devil blasting power that shook the foundations of hell, that raised Christ from the dead, that set the captives free, that healed you and I, that done all those things so long ago, is in me and it's in you. We have that power. Amen. Come on now. That's who you are. You're a powerhouse, baby. Come on now. I'm looking at a room full of powerful people right now. Amen. Oh, Pastor Steve, I don't feel like it. Well, like I said, we don't always go by how we feel. We go by what the Word of God says. Because if the Word of God says it, that settles it, and I'm okay with that. Because where do you put your faith? You put your faith in the way you feel, or you put your faith in the Word of God and what God said? We have been set free from sin and spiritual death. We're no longer bound for hell. We don't have to be heading down that way. That old rock song, we're on a highway to hell. You know? No, we're not on no highway to hell. The stairway to heaven. I'm sorry, guys, I played air guitar again. My young adults make fun of us because they said, all you pastors up there, y'all play the same instrument, the air guitar, when you're singing. It's either country music or pastor goes back in the catalog. Pastor Ken gets out some old diddlies too, and you know, we get the old air guitar out. Mine's out of tune tonight. I got to tune this sucker up. All right. We are not bound for hell. Man, that's good to know. Doesn't it make you feel good? That you are sanctified, you are made holy, you are made righteous because of who you are in Christ. That's your identity. You're not going to be, you know, chastised for something that you've done so long ago. You don't have to be condemned by the things that you've, you know, that keep the devil keeps trying to throw at you and kind of bring back to your remembrance of saying, hey, look what you did, you're bad, you know. Because when we sin and when we miss it, we can ask for forgiveness, and just like that, we got it. But now that's no excuse for us to go living like the devil on a daily basis. Because this is something called spiritual growth, ladies and gentlemen. And so we make a mistake, we pick ourselves up, we dust ourselves off, and we make sure we don't trip over that same thing again. Now if we happen to be a little slow sometimes, like myself, and we might go back around and make the same mistake again, what do? You pick yourself up, you brush yourself off, you keep going, and you avoid that at all costs. You know, you avoid those things that will cause you stumble. You might have to change a few things in your life.
That's right.
You might have to cut some stuff out. Might have to turn off the TV or get off the internet or, you know, change the people you hang out with or something of the sort. There's going to have to be some adjustments. Here's another one for us. So our identification. 1 Corinthians 1:2. New Living Translation. Is this okay tonight, guys?
Yeah.
It says, I am writing to God's church in Corinth. To you who have been called by God to be His own holy people. Oh, that right there should get you a little excited. Because not only is He writing to the people in the church in Corinth, but He's actually writing to us as well. It's in the Word of God for us. So here we go. I am writing to God's church in Corinth. I am writing to God's church in Thunder Bay at Faith City Church. To you who have been called by God to be His own holy people. You guys all have a call. We all have a calling of God on our lives. We're called to be His holy people. He made you holy by the means of Christ Jesus. Just as He did for all people everywhere who call on His name, I'll call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, their Lord's and ours. Now, I like this here, because this is really showing us, once again, that we are a holy people. Why? Because God said so. I am writing to God's church in Corinth, to you who have been called by God to be His own holy people. We've been called to be set apart. We have called to be segregated, different. If people might think you're a little weird, that's okay, because you are. Because you're not of this world. I'm going to say, turn to your neighbor and say, I'm different, but they already know that. We're a little different. See, we don't necessarily conform and fit into this world's way of thinking. Come on, we've been set apart. We're a different type of people. Why? Well, we got God on the inside, that's why. Come on, we got all that power on the inside of us, that's why. And it's available to anybody on the face of this earth. And our job is to go out and get people to join us. Come on, we should have this place packed, baby. Lives should be changed and transformed, and they are. It's good to see Faith City Church growing. Sunday mornings, we see so many new different faces around, and so good. You know, see different families coming out to church, and it's great. COVID has kind of, you know, done a number on a few churches, but Faith City Church is growing strong, baby. I mean, you can't keep a good church down. Come on now. This church is growing and doing. I mean, when Reverend Mark Davey came through here a few weeks ago, we were walking down the hallways with Pastor and myself and him, and he said, guys, he said, I want you to know something. He goes, I've been to different churches all across. You guys are doing it. A lot of churches, they've shut down everything, but you guys are still going. He goes, it's amazing to see what you guys are doing during COVID. You still had your programs, your Bible school, you had your youth stuff still going. That's good to see. And you can hear him say that. That was a pretty good impression, if I do say so myself, wasn't it? Man, I'm getting good at that. Praise God. We got to start wiping the sweat off like him. Does that mean I'm going to Africa? Oh, no. But, you know, that's encouraging to hear that this church is still growing forward. Why? Because we got a bunch of people, man, that are on fire for God. That's not going to quit. Pastor Hagin down at Rhema, he's got a motto. Anybody know what his motto is? Say that again there, Pastor Ken. Say it nice and loud into your mic there, PK, so the whole world can hear. I mean the masses from wherever they're watching from.
I will not be defeated, and I will not quit.
You see, that's the attitude that we as believers need to have. And as a church family, as a group of people, a band of believers, you know what? We cannot be defeated, and we will not quit. Come on now. Why? Because we're different. We're a little crazy. Because we're going to do what needs to be done to get the job completed. Amen?
Yeah.
Woo! Thank you, Jesus. All right. So we're sanctified. We're made holy. We're not as we once were. We're no longer bound by sin. We're not being condemned. We are in right standing with God. Okay, so our identification is looking pretty good. Well, I'm telling you, these things are looking great. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30. Look at this one. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30. And God has united you with Christ Jesus. For our benefit, God made him to be wisdom itself. Christ made us right with God. He made us pure and holy and freed us from sin. We are pure and holy in Christ, ladies and gentlemen. Like I said, we don't always feel like it. We don't always feel like that sanctified person. But these keep seeing scriptures about what God is telling us who we are. I am so good that I don't have to act on how I feel. For God united you with Christ Jesus. For our benefit, God made him to be wisdom itself. Christ made us right with God. He made us pure and holy and freed us from sin. Now look right here where it says, for our benefit, God made himself to be wisdom itself. Now that's kind of an interesting statement to throw in the middle of that verse. Because who's on the inside of you? You got the Father, you got the Lord, you got the Holy Spirit on the inside. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, they're all connected. So let me tell you something. Scripture says, anyone who lacks wisdom, let him ask. Right? Because it's already on the inside of you. You've already got access to it. So you ever have times when you feel like, what am I going to do? How am I going to get through this? What is my next step? Well, just ask the Lord. He'll reveal what you need to do next.
Yeah.
Shows right there. For our benefit, God made him to be wisdom itself. Say, I have wisdom on the inside of me. You've got it, baby. That's who you are. Man, this identification stuff is really cool. I'm starting to like who I am. I'm starting to like, you know, what the scripture's saying about me. All right. Another one, 2 Corinthians 5:17, New Living Translation. This means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a what? The old life is gone, a new life has begun. You're a new person, you're a new creature. You know, you're something different, you're a brand new person. You know, we don't have to dwell in the past because we're healed, we're set free, we're delivered. That's who we are. You're a new person. You're not what you used to be yesterday. You're better today than you were yesterday. You're going to be even better tomorrow than what you are today. Because you've got Christ that's moving on the inside of you. Ephesians 1:7, another one we'll take a look at. Ephesians 1:7. It says, He is so rich in kindness and grace that He purchased our freedom with the blood of His Son and forgave our sins. See, not only are we free from sin, but our sins have been taken away and cast away, and we've been forgiven for our sins. And they're just not covered up a little bit. I mean, when Jesus died on the cross, His blood washed it away. Remember that old hymn we used to sing in church? Oh, precious is the flow that washes white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. You know, Jesus' blood washed away what you had in your heart. He washed away all that stuff. And not only did He just cover it, because you see, back in the Old Testament, when there was an atonement for sin made, when there was a sacrifice of an animal, that sacrifice of that animal was just covered to sin. It didn't wash it out. So really, it was just still there, but just kind of covered up. But see, when Jesus made the ultimate sacrifice for me and you, I mean, it blew it away. I mean, it peeled back the layers of everything that was ever done and that was ever going to happen and got rid of it. Amen? So we need to start seeing ourselves as that righteous, holy person that God is talking about. We've been forgiven. All of our yuck has been thrown away. Now, here's another nice scripture verse that I really like. It's found in Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. And it says, For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus, so we can do the good things He planned for us long ago. You're not a mistake, you're not a screw-up, you're not an accident, you're not worthless, but you're God's masterpiece. Well, I don't feel like a masterpiece. Like I said, we don't go by how we feel. We go by what we're told by the Word of God. See, a masterpiece is a very, it's priceless. In the world today, you got, you know, you go over to the Louvre over in, was it Paris? And they got all these priceless paintings by all these famous artists and stuff. And there's different people. I don't know if anybody in here collects art or likes that stuff. And, you know, some art is very expensive and some more, not so much. But there's masterpieces, you know. And those masterpieces, some of them are actually, you know, they say they're priceless. They're just astronomical value. But see, when you were created and designed by God Himself, the creator of the universe, think about what your value is. You know, Leonardo da Vinci, was it he painted the Mona Lisa? Was it Leonardo? Yeah, painted the Mona Lisa, you know? And I always thought that was a big painting. Like, I really thought that was like a huge portrait. But it's really not that big, you know? It's not like we think it is. And then you got, what's his name? Monet. He's a fancy artist as well, too. And then who was the one that, like, it looks like a five-year-old drew it? Picasso, that guy. Like, his stuff is so, I don't know. People love it. I'm just like, I don't understand, you know? When Timmy was in kindergarten, he brought home stuff that I could see more. And, you know, it's like, you know. But anyway, but a lot of his stuff is considered, you know, very valuable. But that just proves to show that on the outside, you know, to other people, you might look a little messed up. But see, in the eyes of the Creator, you're a masterpiece. Come on now. And that's who you are. Say, you are God's masterpiece. For we are God's masterpiece. We have been created us, or He has created us anew in Christ Jesus, so we can do the good things He planned for us long ago. Because of what God's done in your life and who He's created you to be, you can do what He's called you to do. You can do some awesome stuff, ladies and gentlemen. Come on, God's designed you to be awesome. God's designed you to do things. God's got a purpose for you.
Let's do it.
Glory. We got stuff that we are supposed to be doing. Come on now. Ed, you're a beautiful human being, Ed. Love you, buddy. Hallelujah. All right, here we go. Ephesians 1:3. Another one for you. Ephesians 1:3 says, "All praise to God, the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly realms, because we are united with Christ." It doesn't say that we only have some spiritual blessings, but it says we have all spiritual blessings. Now, you skip down a couple more chapters or a couple verses there, and you keep reading, 3 to 14, it shows what belongs to us. So let's just start going through this. Even before he made the world, God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault in his eyes. So right here, go back, slow it down. Settle. Even before he made the world, God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault in his eyes. So here we go. We are holy and without fault in God's eyes. So stop seeing yourself as anything less than that. Okay, let's keep going. God decided in advance to adopt us into his own family by bringing us to himself through Jesus Christ. Now, right here we see God decided in advance. So a long, long time ago. I'm talking even before the foundation of the earth was laid, God knew what was going to happen. And he had a plan to adopt us into his own family by bringing us to himself through Jesus Christ. You are a child of God. You have been adopted into the kingdom. So that doesn't mean you have lesser rights or you're a lesser child. Because once you're adopted, you have the same equal rights. You have the same whatever that, you know, whatever Christ has, you have also. You're a part of that family. I have a little sister. She's here tonight. Hello, Aurea. And Aurea, me and her were twins. No, we're not. Aurea, she was adopted when she was a baby. But can I be honest with you? I don't think of her any different than my other two brothers. I actually like her more. It's true. You know? But, you know, she has the same legal rights to whatever mom and dad has, probably more because she's the favorite, you know? Because we joke about it all the time. It's like, you know, mom and dad had me, and they're like, oh, Lord. And then they had Spence, and they're like, oh, my. And then they had Sherman. It's like, forget this. We got to do it right. We got to go buy one, you know? And amen. And they went and picked out their little Thai princess, you know? But I'm telling you, she's such a blessing. But she is no different in the, you know, she's loved the same, treated the same. You know, that's just the way adoption is. She is the same. So she's not treated no less. So whatever dad has in one of these days when he passes everything on, you know, good luck, Rhea. You're going to get heavy equipment, excavator, all types of pumps and stuff, tools. What are you going to do with it all, girl? You know? Well, that's just the way adoption is. You're part of the family. There's no separation there. And it's true love. This is what he wanted to do, and it gave him great pleasure. God is excited. God is happy because he has you as his child. Amen? It's not like, oh, I got to accept Pastor Dave. No, it's yes. I got Dave. He's a crazy guy, but I love him. All right, next one. So we praise God for the glorious grace he has poured out on us who belong to his dear son. You see, we've been given grace. I'm so thankful for the grace of God. You know, we sing about it, amazing grace. You know? All those things that we talk about grace. Grace is very important. Not to be abused and not to be, you know, taken out of context, but is to be cherished because it is a precious gift from God. All right, next one. He is so rich in kindness and grace that he purchased our freedom with the blood of his Son and forgave our sins. This here spells love. He is so rich in kindness and grace that he purchased our freedom with his own Son's blood. You know, Sunday morning we talked about John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son. Well, in those two words there, he gave, you know, that means that he gave up his Son to die on the cross for me and you. Right there. And he purchased our freedom. Guys, we're no longer bound no more. That's not in our DNA. That's not in our identification. That's not who you are. But powerful fingers. Next one. He has showered his kindness on us, along with all wisdom and understanding. How many of you find that we have a kind God? Man, our God is awesome. You know, he's a big God, but yet he's still so full of tender, loving care for me and you. That's kindness. He's a very kind Father. So he has showered us with kindness. He's given us his kindness. Now look at this too. Along with all wisdom and understanding. Y'all a bunch of geniuses. Come on now. Y'all smart. Pastor Ken was up here doing math.
Amen.
Amen. Multiplication. When I run out of fingers and toes, I'm in trouble. You know? But Pastor Ken's up here doing multiplication, and I walk back there, and then my dad is back there doing times tables. I had to walk away from that stuff. You know? He showered us with his kindness on us, along with all wisdom and understanding. Guys, you have it on the inside of you. We're always, you know, a lot of times people are stressing out, but what's next? What are we going to do? How are we going to do this? We have it already. Dig deep. Dig on the inside. Ask the Lord to reveal it to you. You have that revelation knowledge on the inside of you. All right, another verse. God has now revealed to us his mysterious plan regarding Christ, a plan to fulfill his own good pleasure. Next one. And this is the plan. At the right time, he will bring everything together under the authority of Christ. Everything in heaven and on earth. Next. Furthermore, because we are united with Christ, we have received an inheritance from God. Anyone here ever received an inheritance?
Yeah.
Isn't it nice? You know, that when you or someone leaves you something substantial, it's not always nice to lose a person, but you know, that kind of covers the blow a little bit, you know? But, you know, that inheritance, they loved you, that they left you something. Amen? So we have received an inheritance from God, for he chose us in advance, and he makes everything work out according to his plan. Guys, let me tell you something. God's got you. He's providing for you. You don't need to be stressing about tomorrow because he's got you. Come on, keep going. God's purpose was that we Jews, who were the first to trust in Christ, would bring praise and glory to God. And now you Gentiles have also heard the truth. Let me tell you something. We are the Gentiles. That refers to us, but this belongs to us also. So we have also heard the truth, the good news, that God saves you. And when you believe in Christ, he identified you, read this together, as his own. Woo! By giving you the Holy Spirit, whom he promised long ago. One more verse. Is there one more? Is there 14? The Spirit is God's guarantee that he will give us the inheritance he promised and that he has purchased us to be his own people. He did this so that we would praise and glorify him. Ladies and gentlemen, we are blessed people. Spiritual blessings belong to us. We just read all those scripture verses just to prove that point. It all belongs to me and you. Those things that's in there is just absolutely fantastic. And I can keep going and going. I'm turning over pages here on scripture verses showing on who we are in Christ, what belongs to us. Your identity in Christ is this. The music team, you guys can come back. You are blessed. You're healed. You're prosperous. You're righteous. You're not condemned. You're a child of God. You're forgiven. You're set free. You're given eternal life. You're pure and holy. You're God's masterpiece. You're a member of the body of Christ, the church. You're blessed with authority. You are made complete in Christ. You are a new person in Christ. That is who you are. That's what the scripture dictates and says. That's who you are. So when the devil's trying to tell you that you're less than that, say, devil, that's not me. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. My identity is in Christ. I belong to God. We are tight. He's my Father. I'm His child. That's who we are. Amen? Stand on your feet. It's good to know that we are no longer separated from God. That we don't have to go through somebody else to get to the Father. But we can come boldly ourselves before the throne room of God. And we can talk to our Heavenly Father. We can talk to Him and, you know, we can tell Him, hey, this is what's going on in my life. And He'll listen and He'll help you. But we just got to ask Him and then thank Him for the solution to the problem. He is the solution, amen? So this Christmas season, instead of being all stressed out and worried about everything that's going on and, you know, thinking about all the crazy that's going on in the world, and you might be struggling with different things, you know what's going on in your life. But don't feel down and sad. You don't have to feel any less than what God's created you to be. God's created you to be awesome, ladies and gentlemen. God's created you with a big purpose, a big plan. This all throughout Scripture, we see different people, men and women, that they started off from very humble beginnings. But see, God uses those who people really don't think that they should be used. You know? We go all the way back to Noah. You know? He built a big old boat. It took him a long time to do it. That was kind of an interesting story there. We see Moses, born a slave, thrown in a basket, found in the Nile River, and he went literally from the poorhouse to the palace. And then because of his upbringing and what took place, you know, God got a hold of him and he was able to lead the Hebrew children out of slavery. You know? Now, there were struggles along the way. And then we see King David. He started off as a shepherd boy, but he killed the giant, he killed the bear, he killed the lion. And he eventually became king. Now, he still struggled. He had issues. Everyone thought that he was this little mite. Even his dad didn't think that he was, you know, it. But it doesn't matter what people think about you. It only matters what Christ thinks about you, what God says about you. So if God says you're blessed, well, ladies and gentlemen, you're blessed. If God says you're healed, well, then you're healed. Amen? So if you're in this place tonight, and you're like, well, Pastor Steve, you know, I've been having a hard time and I need to get back on track with God. Things have not where it's supposed to be with my relationship with Him. With every head bowed, every eye closed, if you're watching online, you know, no one looking around. If you're in this place, you've been struggling, you've been having a hard time, you need to get connected back up with God the way you need to be connected. If that's you, slip your hand up real quick. Thank you. Anyone else? Thank you. Thank you for your honesty. You need to get back on track with God. Tonight's a great night to do that. Well, guys, tonight we're going to pray a prayer together. We're going to have a prayer of rededication. And we're going to give ourselves over to the Lord tonight. So everyone with the sound of my voice, repeat after me. Say, Dear Lord, tonight I commit myself to You 100%. I choose to be Your child. Lead me, guide me, use me for Your will, Lord. I want to follow You. I want to do what You want me to do. I thank You, Father, for giving me a hope, for giving me promises, for making me Your masterpiece, for creating me in Your image. I surrender to You tonight, Lord, 100%. Use me, Father. I love You, Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, for the first time, or you've not a prayer of dedication, you meant it, let us know. Let the staff members know. If you're watching online and you prayed that prayer, go ahead, let us know. We want to send you some information that's going to help you out. You know, we love you. We're praying for each and every one of you. And so, hey, we'll be back here again Sunday morning. And you know what? We love and appreciate everybody that's watching on there. Amen. And so, guys, hopefully you got something out of that tonight. Remember, you're God's masterpiece. You're awesome. Amen. Come on, let's just give a shout of praise to the Lord one more time. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. I'm going to invite Pastor Dave to come up. Give Pastor Dave a big hand.